is Primetime Sports, News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro on FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSradio.com, on our smartphone apps, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees, Screen Printing and Embroidery, home of Raider Tees. For all things MTSU, think Raider Tees first. Tonight, get an in-depth look at what's been going on in sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for tonight's show here on News Radio WGNS.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees. Brian Barrett, I'm John Dinkins, Clark Blair's in the house. We've got one missing tonight, though, gentlemen.
You think he's listening?
I think he might be able to. He had a school function tonight, but I think he might be able to get to maybe hear us, maybe on the computer tonight.
He's got a job to do, and he's falling behind. Could mean trouble.
Well, we'll review the pigskin picks, and I've just sent him a message. Disqualification is rough.
Oh, I've got a chance to get out of the cellar if he doesn't call back.
In the past, when that has happened, I think we've done one or two things. We've given him opposite of all of our choices. I think we've done that before. Then we've also disqualified. I don't know. I don't know what the official rule is, Commissioner, but he's got 45 minutes to respond. So, controversy here at Pigskin Picks.
It's always controversy.
Well, I know there's a place there's never controversy, and that's Ideas Tees. Why don't you tell us about them tonight, Brian?
Still haven't had the chance to get over and talk to John, but he did tell me about their big weekend that they've got coming up. It's blackout for the Raider game. And with the blackout game comes the need for black tees and polos and hats with the Middle Tennessee logo. Well, they've got all of that for you. So if you're getting ready for the blackout game versus Louisiana Tech on Saturday, you need to stop by tomorrow, all day tomorrow and Saturday through noon. They'll be open at Raider Tees, and you can save, get this, on everything in the store, 25%. So just by shopping tomorrow or Saturday, 25% off everything in the store with the Middle Tennessee blue and white or black this week for the blackout game. So stop on in, 910 Ridgely Road. That is right off of Broad Street, just down from Jackson Heights. Turn right beside Chewy's. Can't miss it.
I wonder if Luker's going to, I don't know what we're going to do. It could be a very controversial show, but if it goes to a vote, I know what Clark and I are voting, so if you leave it to a vote, if it's in the bylaws, I don't know what the bylaws say.
Can we take turns? If I was Luker, this is who I would pick.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, there's just not, it's not a priority for some reason.
Evidently. But now, he did call me yesterday and said, I'm going to send my picks to the commissioner in the morning.
And then he forgot my name.
I evidently forgot your phone number. I do know that.
Yeah,
but the good news is we can talk about anything we want to tonight, fellas.
The floor is open.
It's open for everything. Even the Atlanta Braves have won five in a row, so we can talk about that. It's just wide open.
Is the moon full or something? The Braves winning five in a row?
I think that was last week, but they're playing pretty well right now.
I don't get it.
It's Dansby Swanson, man. It's just the magic. The magic of Dansby Swanson.
So how did they come up with Lieutenant Dan? Has that always been his
nickname? That's been his since, I think so. That goes back a ways.
Because that movie, Forrest Gump movie, is so old, he's probably not old enough to even remember it.
96, yeah. 5, something like that? 94, maybe.
I mean, he wouldn't have been born then. it's crazy.
I do know one thing. Ender Inciarte robbed a home run from Cespedes last night. Took it off the top of the wall.
It was a sweet catch.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And if that guy gets traded, I may have to quit watching him, because he has been the second half. He's been their second half. He and Dansby and Matt Kemp's helped him. I mean, he's helped the lineup some. So, anyway, I've got a reply. That's why we'll need to take a break here in a minute.
They're going to look completely different next year, aren't they?
Yes.
Add Freeman into that mix of that trio.
I'm not sure the offense is going to look different, but I think they'll go after some pitching, try to win a few games, you know, try to be at least competitive.
I mean, their division is fairly weak.
And their farm systems are loaded. I mean, in fact, all three of their farm teams were in the playoffs. They all made it. And
don't you think next year they?
I think they make a slight. I don't want to say that they'll be in contention, but I think they'll make some improvement. I think you'll see a much better team.
Don't you think an over 500 team is going to be necessary for them?
Not necessary. I just think,
is it achievable?
If they get some pitching, the bullpen's pretty good. If they can get some decent starting pitching, and couple of those young guys really play consistently, I think they will. I think they could. I think the best case scenario for the Braves would be 5-6 games below 500, somewhere around there. You know, maybe flirting with 500 mark. That would be a massive improvement. They're 30 games below 500 right now. So that would be a huge upgrade.
With a new manager?
I think it'll be Snitker. I do.
Really?
I believe it'll be him. They love him. Yeah. I think they'll look around, but I think it'll be him.
I think he's – did I hear – it's probably not – I think he won his 50th game this week as the manager.
I'm not sure he's not over 500 in his record, really, to be honest. It's that close. So –
but I think it's like you said, if there's a name that's out there, tickets too.
Yeah, because I think Brian Snitker is a company man, and I think if he's not picked, he'll be in the system somewhere. He'll be doing something for him. So we shall see. Let's take a break. We come back, we'll figure out the Steve Luker controversy as we continue here with Primetime Sports.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Hello, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. Y'all have heard me on the radio. This message today is for people who have bad credit. No matter how bad it is, we can put you in a car or truck. We're talking about nice cars and trucks. 100% guaranteed. We 100% guarantee that we will get you financed. Bring your bad credit and come on down and see us at Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com, 2240 Northwest Broad here in Murfreesboro, right next door to the Harley dealer.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford Countyans since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the county school board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
The time is now. What's option? The time is now.
Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? From residential, commercial, estates, or farms, the Parks Auction team can handle everything. And a common myth in real estate is that the sale of a home at auction is a sign of distress. That couldn't be further from the truth. Auctions are fast, efficient, and profitable. Visit ParksAuction.com and you'll see why. Also, check out their upcoming auctions there.
Hi, I'm Murfreesboro City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris. We should all want to live in a blessed city. full of opportunities, hope, happy families, and friendly people. Join me in doing something in someone's life that's timeless, priceless, effortless, and transmittable. Be an encourager. Smile at someone today. I'm City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris, and I hope that this message uplifted and brightened your day.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And we're back. Welcome back. We have gotten instructions from Steve Luker and Clark. What is he wanting you to do? Send the games to him?
That we picked. He wants to send us... No, oh, he just wanted to see the picks, and he said he'd send him in.
Okay. Did you ask him if he could call? Is there a way he could call, maybe?
I didn't ask if he could call.
Okay.
No.
All right.
He seems busy.
Okay. All right. Well, at least that's solved tonight. We were talking baseball, and we are getting to that time of the year where, you know, it is time for, you know, the World Series to come around. And what really bothers me about it is people really don't care what's going on in the world of baseball, except really avid baseball fans.
Which are getting fewer and fewer.
Fewer and fewer. I don't know what the answer to that is.
People go to the games in the summer.
They do. They're big crowds.
But I think...
In the summer.
Even basketball, you know, nobody cares about the regular season anymore. It's like baseball. They don't care. Playoffs, it's kind of fun because it actually means something.
And they do perk up a little bit. You know, I read somewhere that the NFL is down. Their games are, the viewership is down and attendance is down. And I'm not sure what the answer, why that would be.
There's just so much to do.
And to me, I go back to social media. It's so easy just to pick up and look at a score and look at a highlight on your phone, basically.
Well, I mean, you can pick a night just about a week and now watch a game.
Yeah.
And I mean, Georgia Tech's.
Have they oversaturated the network? I mean, is that
was a theory? You know, when you can watch a game.
There's a game
five
on tonight, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a game tonight.
There's an NFL game and a college game, a good college game.
And college football is up. Their viewership is up. That the Bama Mississippi game was like number three in the rankings in the Nielsen's. You know, nationwide,
right?
Not just a regional thing. It was nationwide.
That's why. CBS, if you look now with the SEC, CBS has the big game every week. ESPN has the number two game. And then you've got the SEC Network, which carries two more games. So there are four SEC games that are on television with, you know, week in and week out. You know, that's part of the saturation. But people have been gravitating toward college football. You don't get that maybe as much with the NFL, but you're right, it's all out there. There's so much of it, and it's every night of the week. I mean, what nights do you not have football? Well, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Pretty much.
Monday night football, you got Thursday night football. Friday nights people have kind of stayed away from with all the high school games, but you look at, you know, they're all over the country, but college plays on Friday. You've got all day Saturday, all day Sunday, Sunday night. So we have flooded the market during football season with football, and I think that obviously has an effect on baseball. There's no way to cram down the season. To me, that's the only solution, to get it over with before football starts, and I don't think you can do that.
And you see less and less baseball. I mean, back in the day when WGN, you always caught a Cubs game. TBS always caught a Braves game.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's because the big networks are pulling those big contracts.
Well, and I think, too, they've spread themselves out. ESPN has a game on Monday night. You know, now the NFL Network, you've got that. They've got a game on Thursday they share with CBS.
Right.
You know, and then all the games on CBS. Another thing, too, is if you have a certain satellite system, you can watch the red zone, the NFL red zone, and get everything. It just go back and forth. They just go to each game. They don't stay. So, I mean, you've got more advantage of being at home watching a game than you would going to a game. And, you know.
Well, last year, the NFL Network, you know, they brought Thursday nights to the NFL Network several years ago, and their ratings were terrible. And that's because people weren't aware of the NFL Network. And so what they did last year was partnered with CBS, and CBS airs half of the season on CBS and NFL Network simultaneously. And then to catch the second half of the season, you have to go to NFL Network. So that cross-promotion helped them to boost the ratings, not only on the NFL Network, but on that Thursday night game to keep it viable, because it, you know, there was some trouble there with that. But they're also starting to, you mentioned social media, to broadcast games on Twitter. This last week, last Thursday's NFL game was the first one ever to be broadcast, the whole thing on Twitter. Well, you sit there on your phone through Twitter and watch the game. I mean, people's the attention span is very small, so you have to give them the information. You know, the biggest complaint that we have in doing radio is we don't give the score enough.
Right.
You and I have heard that for years. And that complaint goes back to, you can flip on the television on any game that you're watching, and you can, if you watch for 2 minutes, you can see every score of every game. And that's what people want. You know, and so our broadcast have kind of transformed a little bit, because we're giving all the scores of all the games, plus the play-by-play of ours, plus the score of our game, because that's the information they want. They want to listen for 5 or 10 minutes and catch all the information and go do something else and then come back to it. So,
particularly if you've got a game that's 28-7 or 35-7 and the game is maybe out of reach, they want you to update those scores.
Yeah.
Which I think you do a good job of updating the scores.
Well, I mean, that's the challenge that we have in radio. But we send out text alerts. We send out tweets. We've got, you know, the scoreboard page on our website that's constantly updated. That's because people want that information right there. They want to be able to tell their buddy in the stands, who maybe isn't that well connected, hey, the Riverdale just scored, and here's what happened.
Oh, we was all over it Friday night in Coville, because you could hear people around, what's the score, you know, talking about the Oakland game. And it's like, what? That they're what? Was it 35-0? Was that the final?
38, yeah.
Yeah, 38-0.
And you went to the
Coville game?
I went to the Coville game.
How did Siegel do? I mean, they evidently played good defense.
They're improving.
Yeah.
They're improving, but it's kind of like I thought. You know, they went outside Murfreesboro and, you know, they could compete.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will tell you,
I can't remember your pick. Did you pick Siegel?
I picked Siegel.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dalton France. I've known Dan for a long time. Dalton had a...
He's a beast.
He had a heck... If the boy was a couple of inches taller, he'd be getting some looks from major colleges.
Yeah, yeah.
Really would. And, you know, their quarterback's getting better, Brendan. They're starting to let him throw the ball a little more. The first of the season when I watched him play, he was a little shaky, but he threw the ball well. And, you know, they're improving, but now Smyrna's coming to Siegel, so that's...
Yeah. Yeah,
a different monster.
Siegel's actually ranked 10th in the AP poll this week, and
yes, and as John rolls his eyes up.
And Blackman, well, I mean, that just surprises me. What, they've lost three?
They're 1-4.
They're 1-4, and they took the place of now 1-3 Blackman. Blackman dropped out of the poll. Riverdale's not in the poll. You're going to see some changes there, but you know, Smyrna is 7. And Oakland is number 2, and I think you're going to see some changes probably there, but there may be room for another. Our third-place team probably is going to wind up clawing their way back up into
AP poll. I mean, I'm happy for Siegel, and I'm not denying that they get a ranking. I just wondered, you answered my question, what happened to Blackman and what happened to Riverdale, who basically had more wins.
Well, Blackman was in the poll, so you lose, you drop out generally. And, you know, somebody else has to come up into that, and Siegel was just out of the top 10, I assume. Those rankings
really tells you about Siegel's schedule, though, doesn't it?
It's part of it is strength of schedule, for sure. And I don't think if you analyze the schedule of the teams that they've played week in and week out, they've played a ranked opponent, whether it be 5A or 6A.
I guess what I'm surprised about is what I'm, you know, kind of roll the eyes is there are more teams that have more wins than Blackman and Siegel. I'm just wondering.
Where are they?
Where are they? Yeah. I mean, are there still some? I mean, Cookeville's.
Well, Cookeville
3-1, but Cookeville, I guess strength of schedule, right?
Well, see, they were in. Okay, they were in. They were ranked last week,
right,
when they played, but now not with one loss. They're 4-1 and not in. And Siegel's 1-4 and they're in.
Well, congratulations to the Siegel Stars.
And Cookeville had a good little quarterback. He was tough. He was a good runner, but that's all they had.
Well, I mean, I just, you know, I like Blackman, I think they should probably still be in there. They lost to Oakland. It wasn't like they lost to, you know, some really.
Yeah, it's strange.
I just think it's strange. That's why I'm shocked. It's just it's strange how they do that. I don't know.
There's really no rhyme or reason to it, and I think if you to be fair, Siegel fans know, Greg knows that. They're probably not the 10th best team in 6A. They are ranked 10th in the state, and they are what currently sitting in what 5th in the district or in the region. So I think that the real takeaway there is that this region has three teams in, and I think we'll have three teams in the top 10 even at the end of the year. The problem is teams keep beating up on each other, but apparently records don't mean as much, and the strength of the region's schedule, I think, helps that fact.
And Trousdale County lost, Clark.
To Gordonsville.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Shut out,
yeah. Yeah.
That makes that MTCS Gordonsville game coming up here week after, not this week. Well, I can't remember when they play now.
I think it's 2 weeks.
They play on the 14th of October. They play Gordonsville on the 30th. So a week after.
Don't
next.
They have Trousdale County too? Don't they?
After yeah. that, and that's yeah. what I thought they might.
So
have
that's a, does that not make for a weird, you know, kind of
couldn't believe
make
it.
That makes that a little interesting.
I
a little
got
more
that score, and I thought
it's got to be backwards.
Something's wrong. They got a zero. They just must not have put it in Coach T right or something when I was checking scores Friday night, but. Nope.
Well, I mean, to me, that kind of opens that up a little bit and makes that game – well, MTCS has to go to Gordonsville and to Trousdale, but, you know, they've got a real shot at Gordonsville, I think, and maybe now more of an outside – maybe more of a shot than we thought with Trousdale. So MTCS could be really at a good point in the season, especially if they can get through those tough games.
And they stay healthy is a big key.
Right.
They can't have anything happen to Peck.
They've got Pickett County this week and then Cannon County. So, you know, I suspect that they could, you know, in between Gordonsville so that they've got a shot at keeping this thing rolling.
Well, that does make for the end of the season for MTCS a little bit more interesting than it was. And let's hope they don't slip up somewhere.
Right.
You know, I mean, we don't have a given. They're going to be undefeated when they get to Gordonsville, but you know, I think they've got a really good shot.
Oh, I think so too.
You know, I think they've got a real good shot.
I think they've got an excellent shot at getting to the Gordonsville game. Now, if they can get through the Gordonsville game, then they've got an excellent shot of being undefeated going to Trousdale, because mm-hmm. They end the season regular season with Trousdale and then a home game versus Nashville Christian. So, you know, a chance to not only make the playoffs but be a pretty high seed in the playoffs is still hanging fruit there for the Cougars.
How big a win was that for Siegel, though? I mean, really, I think it's got to do worlds for their confidence. I mean, considering last year and this year and the way they went about it, the defense was playing, and then Clark, they finally put a touchdown on the board. And
I know Coach White would have liked to put a few more in the end zone because they got stopped a few times, but they outplayed them.
Yeah.
Very, you know, in every phase of the game. The kicking game obviously was very good for Siegel, and then got the score. Defense was just really good.
And even at 3-0, you felt it's one of those games where you feel pretty good.
I thought we was going to be like 6'3".
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Oakland looked real good last week against Blackman. Jacoby Stevens with 3 interceptions. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, he looked like a 5-star player, you know. And I've had more people that went to that game have told me that he just looked, you know, kind of a, not above, but, you know, you could tell
the difference.
What an athlete he is.
You know, talked to Monty Hale about that very thing. He was given the week 5 MVP award from DirecTV by Intersource and WGNS Radio this week. And, you know, I talked to Monty about that, and I said, you know, you can probably say that he was involved in maybe 6 or 7 plays in the game, somehow, some way, offensively and defensively. And of those, he had 3 interceptions and 1 pass for 79 yards, which was a touchdown. So, I mean, it seems like every time he touched the ball, something happened. If he was involved in that play, something happened. That doesn't count the, you know, he didn't have a sack, but he was in there on one of the sacks of Mitchell in the game. So he just plays great defensively, offensively. He touches the ball. It's like something good's going to happen, and that's a big playmaker that a lot of teams don't have.
It was just a good week for Rutherford County. I mean, it was a better week. I mean, except for
Laverne, talking about
Laverne and Blackman, of course. But yeah, Laverne.
I mean, talking about, you know, big players making big plays, and it's like you keep waiting for Laverne, those kids, to make those big plays.
In the game, yeah. In the game, the whole game. You know, it was just a tough loss. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more here on Primetime Sports. We can talk about anything tonight. We're lucreless. You ever heard of that word, lucreless?
It's a new word.
We're lucreless.
They've crowned it at Smyrna Middle.
They're lucreless.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
For over 4 decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
DirecTV by Intersource.
All of us, but especially kids, like to be recognized.
And that's why Andy DeGraw with DirecTV by Intersource says they're presenting MVP and game awards this year.
Too many times we're recognizing them when they mess up. Let's face it, we've all messed up. But a lot of times we're not recognizing them for the good things they do on the field and off.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
Tempting your taste buds, Rick's Barbecue. They have 2 locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Great barbecue, ribs, chicken, pork. Get the beef, ham, slaw dogs. It's all great food.
We're talking with Mike Lanning, and their baked potatoes are out of this world.
They're loaded down with butter and sour cream and cheese and chives, bacon bits, and loaded with whatever choice of meat you want, beef, ham, pork, or chicken.
Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Have you ever wanted to walk a mile, train for a 5K or a half marathon? This is Krista Dugash, owner of Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro. We offer training programs that are the most comprehensive and motivational walking and running programs in the country. New Balance, Saucony, Nike, Brooks are a few of our partnering brands. Train with us to feel a sense of inclusiveness and belonging while safely meeting your personal fitness goals. 1 mile, 5K, half marathon, marathon. Let our certified coaches help you meet your fitness needs. Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro, located on Medical Center Parkway, next door to Carrabba's.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity, in spirit, mind, and body. The mission of MTCS is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment that will prepare students to become responsible, productive members of the home, church, and community. School spirit takes on a whole new meaning as the Cougars not only excel in the classroom but in the sports arena as a TSSAA member. Become a Cougar. Call and schedule a tour and visit mtcscougars.org.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Welcome back to the second half of Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees, John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, Clark Blair, and the absentee Steve Luker.
Well, you can't miss this show. If you're not here, you take a beating.
I understand that. I don't know, you know, why anybody would think they were, you know, free from that to, you know, get away from, you know, not just jumping him for it. I mean, you know, but he did call, Brian. I mean, he did call me yesterday. You know,
you're the one jumping him for it.
I think you've been in on it too a little bit now, Brian. I really do.
But, well, he didn't respect the commissioner enough to send the picks to me.
Ooh, now that is that doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good.
No, maybe he didn't have your number.
That'd be like, you know, sending an email that was meant for
the president. And
you send it to the
Secretary of State.
Him blowing off Mr. Odom or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you send it to the.
Well, we know he would never do that.
No, of course.
So
not.
Evidently, you just don't rate. I mean,
well. It's okay. See if I come out and do a show from his school again.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, surely you would. Yeah, no.
I would do it for the school. Go Panthers.
Well, we looked at last week, and I guess we can look a little bit at this week, and without telling what we, you know, what our picks are, of course. But you got the slate of games right there in front of you, don't you now, Clark?
Cookeville Blackman looks interesting just because Blackman really needs a win.
Yes.
You know, and maybe this is the chance for them to get it at home. And I kind of look at that game as really a pivotal game for the Blaze here, Clark, when you look at it that way.
Well, if they watched any of the Siegel film from last week, which I'm sure they did, you know, put you a spy on that quarterback. They're not going to throw the ball very much. They're going to try to pound you. And, you know, I think Blackman will do just fine Friday.
It's hard to do that against our teams. Our teams are so much bigger on the line. You just can't, unless you've got a bigger line, you know, like Oakland was really able to force their will and move the football. But Cookeville is no Oakland. I mean, to be able to do that against the defensive line of Blackman, is they can make it really hard on the Cavaliers.
Well, I think they will, and we've talked for how many years now. It's just nice to get out of Murfreesboro sometimes and place other people.
Well, Oakland gets to do that with Coffee County. The Red Raiders are going to be black and blue after that one, I would think. Riverdale goes to Warren County, and so that the only in-county matchup in the region is Smyrna Siegel. So that's kind of the 6A slate of games. Laverne's got their hands full at Maplewood. I know Maplewood is a 4A team, but they're 4-1. So the Panthers will be pretty tough there. Stewart's Creek goes to Antioch and plays Antioch in their homecoming. And, you know, if you look back over it, Laverne got beat by Antioch barely, but Stewart's Creek beat Laverne pretty handily, so you know you would think Stewart's Creek may be favored in that one.
They may be a little upset that they're the homecoming game. Stewart's Creek might be a little rowdy about you know.
Yeah.
They might be a little testy, you know.
Segal was the homecoming game the other night at Cookeville.
Yeah, really.
But I mean, you know, when you have to schedule these teams, you don't always get what you want when it comes to homecoming games. You sometimes have to play, you know, some big boys. So it's that's kind of
Vanderbilt seemed to be everybody's homecoming game years ago.
Well, that, you know, that brings up, we'll switch to college a little bit here, but that brings up a an interesting battle for them. Didn't do much against Georgia Tech, really didn't show much. Georgia Tech had their way with Vanderbilt. And who they got? Louisville?
Western
Kentucky. That's going to be a tough pick. Western's got some offense.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt's got some defense.
I think it'll show, it'll kind of show us Middle Tennessee fans, MTSU fans, kind of where Western Kentucky fits into this mix since it's a common opponent.
So if Vanderbilt wins, will they petition to be in Conference USA?
You know,
well, they would be 2-0 in Conference USA, wouldn't they?
You mentioned Louisville. I know it was a slip of the tongue, but I caught part of their game with Florida State over the weekend, and my goodness, Cardinals look for real. I mean, they look really, really good. What's cool about that stadium is I've been able to broadcast there a couple of times. You know, Riverdale went up
right,
there
yeah.
2 years in a row, and I know what their press box is like, and you know, just seeing that stadium filled on a college game day like that, and seeing the train outside and all. I mean, it's really kind of a cool.
It wasn't filled
atmosphere.
When we went.
No, it was definitely not. But I mean that kind of drew my attention to that game, and then when I saw the score, I thought, my goodness, they're beating the socks off of Florida State, which kind of shocked me a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how they react to that. They may be one of those playoff teams. You never know.
The interesting thing about this Vanderbilt-Western Kentucky game to me is, are we really going to know? Because MTSU had that big rain delay and the lightning delay, and I don't think they ever came back. They were the same team when they came back. I thought defensively, I think offensively, Vanderbilt was able to do some things run against MTSU, and I'll be interested to see how Ralph Webb does against Western. And then that's when you can start sizing up, okay, what is Middle and Western, what are they going to look like after that? Because I think Ralph Webb, if the offensive line is doing their job, but they're so one-dimensional, Vanderbilt's so one-dimensional, if you can shut that ground game down, you got a really good shot at beating Vanderbilt. You know, and I think that's what happened on Saturday. I mean, they just can't muster enough offense consistently. And they did against Middle. For some reason, they were able to move the ball. But again, there were – Middle's offense weren't able to keep the ball long enough, you know, in terms of marching up the field because, you know, either drop passes or turnovers and that kind of thing. Interesting game.
Well, Vandy needs to win because there's not a lot of victories left on their schedule because they get in the SEC play.
And didn't Western, let's say, Alabama beat Western, what, 40?
38-10.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a total just.
And it was close early.
Yeah,
it was like 10-3 at one point.
So
the weekend's slate of games are really good. Just here with the local college teams, because I think the Louisiana Tech MTSU game has all the makings of, you know, an offensive shootout. And then you look at the Florida UT game as well. There's a lot of interest. It's a really good week of college football here coming up this weekend.
If Middle and Louisiana Tech hit their scoring average, it's 79 points if they hit their average.
Yeah, it'll be 79-78.
Yeah. Makes for a long game, but that's unbelievable. That'll be airing it out, and which makes it again another hard game to pick. I mean, that's just one of those games. It's just difficult. I do okay till I get it to the Titans and Vanderbilt, and the
college.
High school's not near as bad as that. And speaking of the Titans, I gotta say, I mean, I lost a game for that, but I was really glad they won that game.
Well, you know what I did? I thought at halftime, I watched until that point, and I thought, same old Titans. I'm going to do something else. Just forget this mess. And then I saw that they won, and I thought, what in the world?
And they won very late.
Yes, no, they
I
did.
Mean, it was very, very late. About a minute 14, I think, to go. But how does that affect their psyche now? I mean, they were able to actually come back. And then, to me, the biggest play was they intercepted the ball. Because those kind of games last year would have ended with Detroit kicking a field goal to win it.
Right,
and with no stopping it. They would have marched down the field against the Titans.
But we're back at home.
Yeah.
Will they come through at home?
They haven't been a good home team.
No.
Not for two years.
I was sitting on the couch, and I said, you watch. They're going to come back and win this game. Again, a game probably they shouldn't have won. And then the week before at home, and this week back at home, can we win a home game?
Yeah.
And get the fans excited? That's the problem.
And I love Mariota. Don't get me wrong. I love Mariota, but I got to throw something down the field. We got to go deep a couple of times just to show them that you can do it. I mean, I don't know if they get Andre Johnson and his old legs a turning and give him a little head start. But if anything, send Mariani down there and throw one deep. Somebody that's got some kind of speed.
Well, it's like, you know, I hate to change Tennessee teams, but it's like the Vols. Is it the play calling? Is it the coaches saying we're not going to go for it?
Yeah.
You know.
Do they have confidence in Dobbs?
Right.
You know, if you don't have confidence in Dobbs by the time he's a senior, when are you going to have confidence in him to throw deep?
Well, just like Marcus, let him loose.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they make him stay in the pocket a little longer than he wants to.
Yeah.
The boy can run. Let him loose. Yeah.
You know, if you look back over, I think the Vikings are much better than we thought they were going to be, too. You know, they laid the wood to Green Bay just this last week. I thought Detroit was a pretty decent football team. So, I mean, their schedule, it's really hard to gauge how good teams are in the NFL. And what's the parity throughout the league is just such a slight margin of error there. So, Minnesota was better. Maybe they should have lost that game. Detroit, I don't know that Detroit was better than Tennessee. They didn't play very well in the first half, and they wound up beating them in a very close game. And I talked to a football coach about this recently. You know, teams have to learn how to win and win those close games. And maybe that was one of them for Tennessee. Maybe that's what they needed.
Was that the turning point? Was that something that is going to – because it's bound to do worlds for your confidence. And defensively – they actually sacked the quarterback.
And I thought they would just light up our defensive backfield. I couldn't believe Detroit wasn't taking more shots at us.
And I don't know. It's just crazy. And now Oakland, I think they're 1-1, aren't they? I think they lost last week, and then they won their first game like on a two-point conversion.
Right. Didn't
it? So that's an interesting matchup. And I think Tennessee, they beat them in the exhibition season, which means nothing. But – they got to feel good that they were able to stay with them, and they've played well against them. That's got to help you. And I think they're defensively, I think Tennessee can move the ball on them a little bit.
But we've got to score. I really thought we would score and not be able to stop people. I can't believe we've, you know, won a low scoring affair this last Sunday.
DeMarco Murray has become like one of his tough top pass receivers, and also running the ball. So he had a good day. I mean, a pretty good day for him. But then they went back to the tight end, our old boy, and then Andre Johnson of all people to catch that ball. You know, if you signed him for whatever the minimum you signed him for, he just paid.
And that was his one catch for the game.
And you just paid dividends right there. You know, that this just getting him. Chance Warmack's out, so put that in your pipe there because Chance can't play.
That's his right. Middle finger.
Yeah.
Going to have some surgery.
So somebody's going to have to pick up the slack.
Yeah, the Raiders won by one over the Saints, and that was on the road for them. Yeah. So that's I mean, New Orleans, I've been told and have read, I guess, maybe more so than told, but that it's one of the toughest places to go play in the league. And to come out of there with a one-point win, then they lost to the Falcons at home. So they're looking for that home win too, but here on the road, maybe that's part of the building block that the Titans need to do. Maybe if they won that real close game last week on the road, maybe that kind of goes over into a home game, a home win. fans really want a home win. They want to see this team win a football game in Nashville.
Well, they're fragile. That's what we talked about, learning to win, but they're fragile. We need to get out early and have some good things happen.
I think so, and maybe a bigger lead. You know, the Minnesota game looked great, but didn't score enough points. We could have had an opportunity to score many more points, at least another touchdown on there to make it 17-0 at halftime. But we didn't, and so we settled, and we paid the price for that. So
I mean, the schedule doesn't get any easier. They go to Houston, which Houston's playing a big one tonight against the Patriots.
Without both quarterbacks.
Yeah.
New England's got their third-string quarterback in tonight.
Houston, to me, is probably the favorite to win the division. So that'll be a tough test for them down there. Then the Dolphins, then the Browns, then the Colts, and the Jags. So, I mean, they could use a win at home this week for sure.
Isn't Belichick just doesn't amaze you? They're 2-0 without Brady, and it wouldn't surprise me if the third stringer comes in and pulls a win tomorrow. I mean, if they were to go 2-2 without Brady, wouldn't you say that's a win?
A win-win. But I mean, his system,
yeah,
it just works.
And if they go 3-1, well, that's amazing. I mean, that's just going to be. I mean, Brady comes in, boom, you're going to win. You know,
they've got a shot to be 4-0.
Yeah,
right.
So, but it
and
is
I
the
think
system.
And
which leads
so
to the
driven.
Question, Clark, would Tom Brady be the Hall of Fame quarterback he is if he had played for anybody else but Bill Belichick? I think that's an interesting question, don't you think? I mean, the system is what it is. But would Brady have been as good as he is in anybody else's system? I think he'd be pretty good if he had the chance, yeah. But, he fits that system perfectly, doesn't he?
He does.
I can't remember – you know, there was a story or something. What if Peyton Manning was the quarterback of the Patriots and not Tom Brady all those years? You know, because Peyton Manning was really the quarterback on the field that you know, was a vocal leader. He kind of did things his way, and how would that have meshed with Belichick, and would Peyton have been the same type of quarterback that he is today had he been in that system? I think Tom Brady and Peyton Manning are two great quarterbacks, but it's really hard to compare those two. But I thought that was an interesting question.
Well, just different styles of play, but I think Peyton would have enjoyed that system very much so. I mean, I think he would have liked
– Thinking man, a lot of audibles,
yeah.
You know.
And what Belichick is, I mean, he's a genius coach.
I think Peyton had better wide receivers over the course of time, though, don't you? I mean, and I can't even think of their names right now, but, I mean, two that could be Hall of Famers and that one retired not 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, with Harrison, yeah, I mean, you've got
– Marvin, yeah, there you go. I mean, I do
but
think –
But he made wide receivers a lot of money over the years Peyton did because they'd play for Indianapolis
right.
and they'd
That's
go
right.
off on a free agent contract somewhere else.
So I know where I heard that. It was on the CBS pregame show. Boomer Esiason was talking about, you know, the Patriots need a quarterback. Why don't they give Peyton Manning a call? He's got a little free time on his hands.
Ooh, wouldn't that have been funny if he was in a Patriots helmet?
Nah. And you know, and the funny thing in that system, even with Peyton's arm limitations, I think now.
Being a noodle,
He probably could still do it there, you know.
If they could protect him. I mean, that would be interesting, you know, come in and play a couple of games for us.
And I think Garofalo is not going to play tonight. I believe it's the third-string quarterback that's going to get the start tonight. But, you know, that like I said, I don't know that need to worry about it.
Well, he had a hurt right shoulder, so, I haven't heard.
Yeah, he took a pretty good hit.
But that's just right up Belichick's
alley. He loves it.
He loves it.
Yeah.
To prove
I
can do it with anybody.
Yeah, yeah. And they've had a week to work with this guy, you know, so.
He's listed as doubtful for the game.
Yeah, he may play then. He might play. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got Pigskin Picks coming up. We have talked about just about everything tonight.
And we haven't talked about UT Florida.
Yeah, we probably need to take a little few minutes to speak on that before we go to picks.
We might do that during picks, too. You never know. You are the host of
the
show.
Well, yeah, we can do that, yeah. Although you're trying to take over right now. That's okay. It's all right. We've got plenty
game.
Of time. Do we have a break? It's coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
John Dinkins here for Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat on South Church Street. I've been a happy customer for over a decade and have purchased several vehicles from Beeman. In fact, I'm driving a Ram 1500 pickup and I love it. The sales team is very knowledgeable. And another great thing, they take care of me when I need service, and I can even get an express oil change with no appointment needed. Visit Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat on South Church Street for the best selection of new and used cars in Murfreesboro. View their inventory at BeemanDCJR.com.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
Get to a better State Farm.
Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama. Let me help get you to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 890-0850.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend Jamie, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, Jamie. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, bro. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
We're talking with Jeff Mullins of J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
This has just always been in my blood. I'm very blessed being a third-generation jeweler.
You'll find a wide selection of jewelry and gifts at J. Mullins Jewelry.
Loose diamonds, loose gemstones, mounted-up goods, a lot of sterling silver, a while you wait repair station here for watch batteries and clasp on your jewelry.
On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
But where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, cheesy crust. They put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Pizza, pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com, and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And we're back. Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. Got a few minutes here. Talk about our friends from TOA and highlight. Well, I think maybe I may have one if you don't have one, Brian. But
well, if you've got one, let's do it.
Okay, I don't. I was really telling you that I didn't really, but I was just hoping that you would fall for my bluff, but you didn't.
Well, I thought maybe we could. I made a boo boo last week, and I talked about this week we were going to talk cross country, and I got my weeks mixed up. There's an extra week here in the month, so we'll actually be doing that next week. All right, so Al Evans will be joining us from Riverdale, and we'll talk with him during that. But tonight I want to go with Briley Hale Jarrell as our TOA highlight. She is a senior for the Oakland Lady Patriots volleyball team. And, of course, Lady Patriots sitting in second place in the district. Their only two losses have been at the hands of the Siegel Lady Stars. And she has had a heck of a season this year. leading the team with 138 kills, and or helping to set up her teammate there for a lot of those kills. But she's just a great defensive player, and tonight we're going to highlight her. She served up 33 aces this season. So our TOA highlight is senior Briley Hale-Jarrell of the Oakland volleyball team. Volleyball is really going full swing ahead right now and getting closer to the postseason. And again, that cross-country conversation next week. But that TOA highlight from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. We appreciate our long-standing relationship with the doctors and staff at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Schedule? You want me to do schedule?
Yeah,
too?
Tell us what we're gonna. I know we're doing Smyrna Siegel tomorrow night for football.
Yeah, so we'll hit the airwaves at 6 o'clock with the Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder pregame show with Dennis Weaver at 6. At 6:30, the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show from Ken Nolan Stadium in Siegel High School. That will be followed by the kickoff of State Farm Prep Football right here on News Radio WGNS at 7 o'clock and presented by State Farm agents Jeannie Allman, Monty King, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, and Andy Womack. Plus, Saturday morning, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Donut Country. Conversation begins, thank goodness, at 8 a.m. Not 7 a.m.
Yes.
That was a little rough, but we made it through last week and got a lot of football in, and the Raiders won a game, so it was all worth it. But 8 o'clock, normal time, this Saturday morning for the Coach's Conversation. 8 o'clock hour, Riverdale Smyrna Blackman. 9 o'clock hour, Laverne Oakland Stewart's Creek. We wind up the 9 o'clock hour and move on into 10 o'clock with Siegel, Eagleville, and then MTCS Cougar Corner presented by Hall Bowling Automotive at around 10:15, 10:30, somewhere in that neck of the woods.
All right, we're going to take our final break, and when we come back, it's Pigskin Pick Report coming up here on Primetime Sports.
Hey, this is Krista Dugosh with Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro. Our professional fit process focuses on providing you with the right shoes, the right gear, and the knowledge for you to move at your best, whether that's a 15-minute walk, running a marathon, or anything in between. Fleet Feet Sports listens to you. We watch you move. We act on what you say. Then the professional staff comes up with a plan. Fleet Feet Sports now has a brand new location in the Providence area in Mount Juliet. You will get the same great customer service that you're used to in Murfreesboro.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
It's time to black out the Floyd. A Blue Raider game day is cheering in Floyd Stadium, tailgating with friends on campus, eating great food, a great game, and saving on Blue Raider gear at Raider Tees. Fans, you can save 25% on all regular-priced gear at Raider Tees on the Friday before and game day Saturday of each home game weekend. This week for the blackout, we have black tees, sweats, jackets, polos, and hats at Raider Tees. They're located behind Chewy's on Broad Street.
Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939. Back then, just 14 employees worked to bring our beautiful city into the electric era, building miles of new power line and helping residents set up cutting-edge electrical appliances in their homes. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service and the quickest response time possible.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
This is Dr. David Hopkins. In 1992, I established Northfield Medical Clinic, and this is how I developed a winning team.
On offense, complete preventative exams, including Medicare and Women's Health. On defense, Northfield Medical will shut down your illness today. And special teams, referrals to Middle Tennessee's top specialist are quickly arranged for you.
Northfield Medical is open 6 days a week at 234 West Northfield, right in front of Domino's.
Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment, 895-6995.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for the Pigskin Pick Report.
Here we go with the info that you need to know. Nobody else really cares, probably.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking when you said that.
Here it is. This last week, you know, really probably overall the best week of picking for the entire board. 10-2 for Clark Blair and for John Dinkins.
Ooh, I stayed with the big boy. Barely.
Steve Luker was 9-3 this past week.
Do you think he's in a slump? Do you think... thinks Luker's in a slump, maybe.
He's fixing to be when I make his picks.
Well, Steve's no longer tied for first, if that's a slump. I went 9-3 this last week.
Oh, so, good for you.
Yeah. Good week. Good week. The records in the season so far, Clark Blair stands alone at the top right now at 33-13. Steve Luker.
Not as good as his record-setting pace last year, but still good for first.
Steve Luker is at 32-14, one game back. John, you are two games back of the leader at 31-15. And I am two games behind you at 29-17.
That's a sugar-coated way of saying you're, what, four games back?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I like the way you did that, though.
I could have said the same thing about you, but that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, too. Yeah. Well, you did. I was two games back. But that's okay.
You'll be further this week. So Clark will pick
trash
first.
Talking. Trash talking from the last place guy. I love it. I love it.
Well,
nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I didn't turn 60 this week either, so we'll see.
That hurt.
Maybe,
that was cold.
Maybe I'll talk louder so you can hear.
Two in a row. And Luker's the one that didn't show up. Wow.
I had to get them all out in a hurry. Smyrna is at Siegel to take on the Stars. Clark, you pick first.
I'm Clark slash Steve since I have his pick, so we're going with Smyrna.
Smyrna all the way there.
Oh, that's kind of cool. You can just say them both at one time, yeah. Why don't we just do that every week, even when Luker is here?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going with Smyrna.
Smyrna for me as well. Riverdale is at Warren County. Is anyone picking Warren County?
No.
No.
No. Not going to happen.
Or the next one.
Oakland at Coffee County.
No. All Oakland.
Yep. Oakland's going to roll in that one. The Cookeville Cavaliers are at Blackman to take on the Blaze. Clark, what do you think?
All Blackman.
Is that what... that's Steve, too, right?
Yes, sir.
John?
Blaze.
Blaze for me. Stewart's Creek at Antioch.
Stewart's Creek. For both of us.
It's going to be a rough homecoming like for Antioch. Stewart's Creek.
I feel like a couple for both of us.
He's no arm candy. Laverne goes to... I've picked Stewart's Creek too, John. Go Red Hawks. Laverne at Maplewood.
Laverne will probably win, but going with Maplewood. Steve's going with Maplewood as well. But since I picked Laverne all year, I'll probably... mess this
one up. Just in the nature of hanging with somebody, I'm going with no. I think I'm going with Laverne.
Wolverines for you.
I know where you're going. I know.
What do you think?
No, just say it.
I'm going with the Wolverines.
Oh, surprised me. Thought you'd go with the... Yeah, okay. We'll climb up together, hopefully. Or go lower together.
Well, we've got a little climbing or falling
to do. Yeah,
there
you go.
Pickett County is at MTCS to take on the Cougars.
I think the Cougars are going to run that one.
And Stephen, too?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Cougars.
That's where I'm going. Eagleville is at Watertown.
Eagle had a good win last week. They've played well, but Watertown's a tough place to go. We're going with Watertown. We're going.
Clark and his significant other. John?
I'm going with Watertown.
I am too. I hope they get their first loss of the year, though, at the hands of the Eagles. Louisiana Tech at Middle Tennessee. Shootout at the Floyd. Clark?
I'm going to stick with the Blue.
All right. What does Steve do?
Steve's going Middle Tennessee as well.
All right.
I'm going to go with Middle Tennessee, and Brent Stockstill is going to do something in the last 2 minutes of the game.
How many yards? That'd be a good over and under to
for
pick.
For him?
400?
370.
I was thinking more like 370, 350, somewhere in there. But it could be 400. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah, wouldn't me either. The Gators are coming to Tennessee.
Well, who did you pick?
Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
The Gators are coming to Tennessee to take on the UT Vols in Knoxville on Saturday. Clark Blair.
This is where Clark's loyalty to the Orange really has a tough time. This is
you seen those bumper stickers where it says house divided?
Yeah.
Mine and my
divided.
Significant others. Our house is divided on this one. Because I'm going Tennessee, but Steve's going Florida. You sorry sucker.
Oh, wow.
I'm going with the Big Orange. At home. Finally, they win it. Nobody's got any confidence with them right now. Good time to pick them.
My teenage daughter was 3 the last time they won this game. I'll go with Tennessee.
He's not feeling good about that.
I'm not.
I am. I feel good. I think we're going to be mad because, like, where have y'all been the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
You waited for Florida for this.
Well, we shall see. If they don't win this game, it's going to be a rough October.
Florida's pretty banged up, too. I mean, they had some injuries. So
Vanderbilt travels to Western Kentucky to take on the Hilltoppers. Clark?
Going with the Doors.
Steve, too?
Yes, sir.
All right. John?
I'm afraid I am, too, Brian.
Well, it's the last time all year, probably, so I'll go with Vanderbilt. Oakland travels to take on the Tennessee Titans at Nissan Stadium.
I flipped back and forth on this one, but I think it's time the Titans win at home.
Going with the Titans, huh? Two-tone blue. And Steve?
He said it could be either the Patriots or the Raiders. He's going with Oakland.
It doesn't matter for him, huh?
Nope.
So he's going Oakland and the Raiders.
This is my last loyalty call for this Tennessee Titans. They don't pull it off. I'm going to get into the Brian Barrett mode and just kind of like shake them off for the year. They got to win this game. They need to win this game. Do it for the fans. Do it.
You know, John.
But they probably won't.
If whatever happens with my pick, the opposite usually happens. But they won it for me last week at the last moment when I had already given up on them.
Oh, so you're going to go? You're
going to
be
pick
for
the
them?
Titans.
They're going to lose. Oh, dude! Don't do that to them.
So go Titans!
You know there's going to be a big thing on their Megatron. Brian picked us this week. Oh no!
Never pick again.
All right, that wraps it up. It's going to be an interesting week. Going to be a fun week too. You sit in front of the TV and watch some games, you know. Are you going to the Florida game? Or?
I am going to Knoxville.
Wow.
With all the other
same
crazy
ones.
People.
Same one. So y'all got season tickets or something?
Yes, sir.
Wow. He won't pick against Tennessee the whole year. That might be his downfall. We hope not. I hope not, Clark.
Alabama's coming to town. That's going to be a tough one.
Yes, it is.
Are you going to be at that one, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. For Clark Blair, Brian Barrett, this is John Dingus. I believe Braves baseball might be next. Is that correct? They play,
Yeah.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll join them in progress here on News Radio WGNS. So long, everybody.